So we're starting something new, Dr. Bill Lombardi, title TBD. I'm thinking Lombardiisms or Mongo or we'll see.
I'll give you what I, if I was going to write a book, what I'd title it, The Journey to Better.
The Journey to Better. Well, I mean, it sounds perfect. I think we found our title. So in The Journey to Better, we're going to try some new things. We're going to have some live interaction with our audience. We're going to try and do this on Twitter Spaces on a regular basis, pending availability of Dr. Bill Lombardi, that we'll notify people of. But in thinking about this and understanding your story, I think it does kind of reveal this opportunity and this space within healthcare with four healthcare professionals that doesn't really feel like exists, and that, you know, movement towards better. Can you talk a little bit more about, I think you've just recently gotten an amazing accolade in kind of that journey to better, but what it took to get there, and then ongoing, what's next?
Yeah, so I think, you know, we can delve into this as we go along into different episodes, but, you know, roughly 18 months ago, I came back from a leave of absence and had hit rock bottom. You know, from outside views, a very successful person, very professionally successful, very personally successful, and it was a myth. And the person that I was had evolved into something I didn't want to be, and I needed help to figure out how do I become the person that I want to be and will actually help me move into the next phase of my life from being a striver to a server. And so that's been this journey over the last 18 months with a whole lot of counseling and a lot of reading and a lot of thought process. More recently, we were just at CTO Plus, which is a big interventional meeting, if you don't know, about 900 people from around the globe with 100 faculty and 12 live case operators. And I got to be honored to be one of the live case operators. But in that, it was announced that at TCT, which is in the fall, I will be given an award called the Hartzler Award for being a master operator. And Jeff Hartzler, if you don't know, was one of the people who developed angioplasty. And really what his development was, he did everything you're not supposed to do. He did the first multivessel, he did the first STEMI, he did the first left main, he did the first CTO, and he irreverently just trained anybody who wanted to learn. He tried to democratize it as much as he could. And he took a lot of flack for that. And so the award is basically for people who have pushed the envelope, brought new techniques, brought new technologies, et cetera, et cetera. And so I was honored with that award. And Marty Leone had me in the audience and told everybody there I was going to get it. And they put it out on Twitter. And when he announced to me, I cry. It's emotional for me. It represents a lot. What was interesting, my wife was in the room in the back with one of my friends, Aaron Grantham, and she cried. And I talked to her about this, and I talked about it for myself. And I looked at her, I said, you know, it's like, she's like, why did you cry? And I said, I cried because I realized what it cost. All the sacrifices, all of the bad things, all of the arrows in the back, and all of the travel, and all of the being tired, and all of the fights, for lack of a better term, of what I had sacrificed. Now, most people would look over me, oh, tears of joy, he's so happy. No, it's actually tears of sadness. So I asked my wife, I said, why did you cry? And she goes, the same thing. I know what this cost. I know what it cost us. And I think this journey to better is, how can we help each other be able to do things that are innovative, do things that are hard, do things that have significant consequences, including death, but instead of falling back and being what we've always been, how do we lean in? How do we manage that emotional toll, the mental toll, the physical toll in a healthier way so that instead of those negative events making us worse or afraid or beat upon, how do we find healthier ways to deal with those things that allow us then to be more open to improvement and self-reflection and coaching and effectively either, you know, take your choice of your journey. Do you want to be a better person? Do you want to be a better doctor? Do you want to be a better technician? Do you want to be more open to learning, right? Are you a person of, well, I did it this way for 15 years. It's got to be right. Well, no, it's not. So why are you so resistant to change? And so I think that to me is what this is about, is how do we collaborate together, understanding we're all going through really hard stuff and we know it's hard, but how do we learn some lessons from each other? And maybe we don't even learn lessons. Maybe just the openness of, hey, listen, I have imposter syndrome. You know, I'm Bill Lombardi, I'm famous. Everybody thinks I'm all this and the cat's meow, right? And the reality is, I don't think I'm that good. I never have thought I'm that good. And I can tell you all sorts of horrible stories about bad things that happened. And so why pretend that I think I'm all this and a bag of chips? Why don't we just talk about it? We're all dealing with that. We all wish we could be better. We all wish we had more help to be better. So how do we change healthcare to open the door to let people come in and say, okay, these are the challenges. Let's start talking about different ways to deal with them.
And you talked a little bit about those things, knowing that is an issue is one thing, but then it is that collaboration and how do we find solutions from each other, right?
Yeah, well, I think a couple ways to look at this, right? Everybody loves to point the finger and say it's your problem or it's your fault or they did it to me, right? The classic now is, you know, hospital administration. It's this amoeba that everybody goes, well, the hospital administration's making this bad, or hospital administration doing this, or hospital minute. And then I was, okay, but that, so what? What you actually is, hospital administration doesn't know it's doing it. And you can scream to the high hills, it's not going to change it. What you really have to change is, how do you respond to it? How does it make you feel? And instead of just being angry and frustrated and intolerant, how do you find some peace, some calm, some thoughtfulness, and think about what can you do to change that potentially can then help affect change rather than just pointing a finger? And the terms that come up a lot is, a lot of us, myself included, right, at the podium, I've done this historically, which is I've persecuted people. You're bad. You're not good. You're doing it wrong, making it their fault. And the reality is it wasn't their fault. It was my fault, which is I was doing a bad job of modeling. I was doing a bad job of teaching. I was doing a bad job of finding common ground and commonality and being curious, not judgmental, to help figure out ways they needed to get better, not the way I thought they needed to get better. And I think that's what this is really about, is trying to open that venue of how do we be curious with each other? How do we find some new strategies to improve and realize that improvement isn't a comparator to someone else. Mm-hmm. Improvement is the comparator to your previous self.
The journey to better. Right?
The journey to better.
Well, I'm very excited. I think this is going to be an exciting way to kind of collaborate with your peers and see what their thoughts are on questions they might have or ideas and solutions of how they've dealt with things. So next Thursday, are we going to be able to try and kick one out?
We should be able to.
All right. Well, we should be on Thursday, March 9th. We'll get one going live and get some questions answered. We're going to work on some topics that we'll bring to the table. Do you have any ideas of what you want to be round one?
What would be round one? I mean, I'd love to sort of invite somebody I know to kind of talk about.
Oh, we might have special guests.
Some this of the is challenges.
Breaking news.
I mean, on short notice, I don't know who can do it on a Thursday afternoon. Might have to do it late in the afternoon. I guess it's probably better for getting people in out of work.
But, yeah.
I mean, I think that the topic I'd probably start with, which is, why do you feel unloved by healthcare? Mm. And what are strategies that we can do to help you feel better about your profession and your choice of what you're doing?
Mm. I like it. Going big, number one. I like it.
Well, I don't know if these are big. I think they're all big. I think it's, we're all afraid to talk about them. And I think that these are hard things to discuss because there isn't a right answer. And I think that's one of the things about this is, you know, the better part came from, there's a book that I just gave you, right, called Think Again by Adam Grant. And one of the things he put in it I thought was really poignant is in healthcare, we tend to talk a lot about standard of care and best practices. Now, standard of care in general is supposed to be what's good for patients. What's funny is the standard of care, having been through this because it's a legal term, it really is, what do you do in your own hospital? So if I look at the standard of care where I work, it's different than the standard of care probably where you work. And it's definitely different in a different country where they work. That doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it different. The best practices thing is we're supposed to look at who we think is perfect, who's got it right, right? Because we always talk about healthcare, we got to get it right, and then do what they do. One, we rarely do it. And number two is it really isn't best, because best practices 20 years ago is not best practices now. Now, lots of people still practice like they did 20 years ago, but that doesn't mean they're doing best practices. And so what it really should be back when we talk about is we never should talk about standard of care. We shouldn't talk about best practices. We should talk about better care and better practices. Because what we should do is fail. Is we're going to try and help people get better, and we'll try it by doing this. And like good scientists, we'll evaluate it. If it's working, then we'll try to keep improving on it. But if it's not working, we'll go, be humble, made a mistake, probably not the right thing to do. Let's try this. You can even play the game of, let's try three different things simultaneously and see which one works. But to me, that's what this gets back is, for everybody out there, let's just work about not best, not standard of care, not comparing ourselves to anybody else, because everybody's unique. Everybody's lived a different life. Everybody has their own narratives and their own stories. I'm going to do my best to help with better, but I'll ask everybody up front, give me a little grace and a little understanding is I'm not a mental health expert. I am a very judgmental person. I've tended to preach and persecute a lot through my life. I'm trying to get better at that. And I will continue to try and get better at that. And I hope everybody out there works hard to hold me accountable to that change, because I think that's some of the things that I need.
I'm really excited to see what this turns into. Really don't have any big objectives or goals, just be a space for healthcare providers, and I'll be a conduit for it, but I'm excited to hear what we have to say.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, as if this is going out and people are listening, right? I think there are, if people want to talk about how we get technically better, let's talk about that.
I do think we should bring in some technical.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good interventional cardiologist. If you want to talk about technical coronary stuff, I'm pretty good. Outside of coronaries, I can get people to come help me. But I do think that's what this gets to be about is we should talk about some of the technical things if you want, because if that's one of the things you want to get better, I want to help with that. That's important to me. If you want to talk about the mental challenges to getting better, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about some of the professional challenges dealing with the culture that you work in or the environment, you know, let's talk about that. And some of the personal stuff I'm happy to talk about, but realize I'm not sure I'm going to have answers for you, but I'm happy to share what I've learned in my journey with others, hopefully that will help them at least make some choices to move forward in a positive way.
Well, I'm excited. Well, thank you for taking the time to commit to this and invest in it. I'm excited to see what happens.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.